and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
World too, and I can't help falling in love with you.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you. All right, folks, if you can open your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 3.
Is that a Bible thumping song?
No.
I love you. It's ruining my life. I love you. It's ruining my...
Yo, Taylor Swift, man. T-Swizzy. I didn't listen to that album, that Fortnite song.
What album was it on?
The one, Dead Poets.
Dead Poets Society or something?
Is that, like, so, is that what, not Dead Poets. That's the movie. It's The Tortured Poets Department.
Okay, The Tortured
Poets. That Dead Poets Society was already taken, it seems, when she was naming the album. So,
is this new? Is it a late album?
Literally just came out last week.
Wow.
Yeah. I showed him the video for the first time a few moments ago. What was your thoughts?
It was gothic.
How good she looked, though.
And
how good she looks,
stunning.
How good does she look?
She look good.
How good she look.
I've always liked Taylor Swift.
Okay, here we go.
People, Carlos can vouch.
Oh, for God's
ever
sake.
Since like high school, I've been praising Taylor.
This is I love Taylor Swift. His Chief Keef moment he's having here. 100%. Go ahead, rant away.
People say Taylor Swift ain't no hitter. T-Sweezy ain't no hitter. Mm. Shut the fuck up.
Mm.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I know, man. I've always been a big fan of her.
Yeah, but she's nice with it.
Like back in the day. Yeah, there's a reason why she's such a... Like, I know like a lot of her fans are like some crazy like kids.
Psychopaths that need like, definitely therapy. You
know, main character syndrome type shit.
But
you know, she's actually had some bangers for like life, you know? I've always liked her.
Young world. I'm going to keep it smooth this week. What's going on, young world? I'm Carlos.
But I'm Ryan.
Okay, why'd you have to ruin this? This is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you for coming for another week, another edition, another episode. Y'all crazy.
Wow.
I mean, shoot. All you ladies out there, you're trying to slide in the DMs.
Wow.
I mean, you know where to find me. All right. You know, I know what you guys are thinking. I get it. I sound sexy. Yes, that's not a debate. That's not up for there. No. But Ryan slept before this, and he did not make any effort whatsoever. All right.
Nope.
No effort. He's wearing the shirt. What does it say?
It's actually a Hugo Boss hoodie.
Wow.
Funny enough.
You wear Hugo Boss?
No, I got it as a gift.
Oh, I was going to say, since when?
Yeah, so somebody bought me this.
Hugo Boss?
Thanks, Mom.
Whoa!
You bought me this. And this is like my lay around the house sweater.
I see.
I've been sick.
You've been sick.
I've been weird.
Yeah. You caught the virus.
Since last weekend when we went out, I've had like the sniffles.
Oh, dear.
And then it turned into a cough.
Uh-oh. This ain't good.
I should probably keep stuff out of my mouth.
Oh.
And then I've been drinking tea and water and whiskey this whole week.
And how's that going?
But yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good.
I'm feeling good. Thanks to these things. Buckley's.
Yeah, don't promote if we ain't getting paid.
I got Buckley's. Yeah, I like it.
He actually enjoys the taste.
They taste terrible, according to some people, but it works. I actually really like the taste.
That's gross.
I said that on previous podcasts.
Why?
Buckley's is one of those things that's actually really good.
No, it isn't.
Mix it with some Sprite.
That is what? What the heck are you trying to tell these kids? Whoa, we're past that Lil Wayne era, sir. No way. Oh my God.
He mixed it with the spray.
Whoa, what? Oh my God. Now we're giving them ideas on how to turn up this weekend and whatnot.
Good as hell.
Supposed to be a nice ass weather and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Well, on the Sunday, that is. Not sunny on Sunday, though. Sunny on the Saturday. But it's supposed to rain, too, though, from what I hear. But hopefully not too much. Anyways, Ryan, go ahead. Say hi to the kids.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. And if you happen to be listening to this on a Friday, then happy Friday. If you happen to be listening to this on the weekend, then happy weekend. You know, another episode with Carlos and I. We definitely do appreciate you coming in for another one. You know, a bunch of random events that happened this week. You know, Carlos and I definitely have a lot to talk about. But
we do?
Before we jump into that, I think we do.
Uh-oh.
We came in here clueless, didn't we?
I don't know.
But, you know, we definitely do appreciate you coming in every week to listen to us. It's cool because, you know, for us, we actually get to see, like, the statistics and how many views we get. And then, like, some videos, for some reason, just pop off on us, oddly enough. So, you know, when we get to see those, it makes me extremely happy. I know Carlos definitely likes to see those numbers as well. So keep doing it for us. Thank you very much. Thank you for supporting. Love every single one of you that are happening to be listening. Thank you. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. So thank you. But yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. I've been doing
you
a lot of
pussies need to start goddamn subscribing to our stuff. We need to get paid.
I've been doing a lot of like speaking over the last like week for some reason.
Why is that? While you're sick.
You know, my director, you know, she said to me, she was like, you should write a book. She's like, you have a good way with words. That's what she said to me.
Write a book. Are you interested in writing a book?
I would like to write a book.
About?
I don't know. I don't know what
non-fiction,
I would write. I would like
an opinion.
Nonfiction. It would definitely be like a
story or
a
is
memoir
it about
of
a
you,
memoir
of you,
me
of your life,
me. Well, this is fascinating. All right, screw all that. We got a lot to talk about this week, crap. Let's dive deep into this. What is the memoir of
Carlos Osei?
Yeah. So well, okay, let's start off with the cover. I mean, obviously,
it would be you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in the rain.
In the rain.
Like an R&B or like movie.
Like the with just a dress shirt.
Yeah, it'd be the just a dress shirt.
Yeah.
There's like a Bentley behind you.
Wow.
Spotlight on you.
Yeah.
You're outside of this like really suburban
house. Am I staring up?
Yeah,
am I just
staring
like,
up?
Okay.
And then me as like your Mr. Bentley.
Yeah.
I got an umbrella in the back, just kind of standing there like all
yeah,
ominous.
But I'm just like, no, I don't need no umbrella. Yeah. I need to stand in the rain.
I picture exactly the Ray J One Wish video.
Wow.
Exactly how
pushed. That's the cover. Damn.
And then the first part of the book
is
the very first page where you normally shout out to somebody or you think,
oh, yes,
you know,
of
the reason
course,
why you
yes,
dedicated this book. And then the book's going to be dedicated to your mother, first of all, and your father, and then your loving brother, Joel.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joel.
Yeah.
You're the homie.
Yeah.
And then it's going to say, screw Ryan.
Wow.
And I never wanted this memoir to be written. But
oh, my God.
And then chapter one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know you before grade 8.
Sure.
Or grade 7?
6.
6?
Yeah.
You didn't exist at that point.
Yeah.
So it's going to start from Sassafras Circle.
Right.
And it will be, you know, the relationship bonding.
Mm.
All of the trials and tribulations of going through grade 6.
Mm.
You know, as
sorry, new, going to grade 7. Going, I didn't know you grade were grade 7. 6. I didn't attend.
And then, you know, all of the grade school crushes that we had, you know. All of the exceptions, the rejections.
Yes. A lot of rejections.
The schoolyard playground.
A lot of rejections.
You know?
Yeah. Playground. Okay.
The fights,
yes. All in the first chapter.
The rights.
That's intense.
Yeah, oh, Scott, you got to get right into it.
Wow.
You got to grasp people into these books.
And this is, I'm just
if
a
you
kid,
don't do it in the first chapter,
yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah, it's true. You can't hit how they're going to tease to the next one.
No, exactly.
Am I going to grow? Am I going to fail? What's going on?
And then in the second chapter.
Yeah.
It's going to introduce me.
Well, second chapter.
Yep, second chapter.
Why? Okay.
And it's only going to have one little paragraph. Be like, yeah.
So that's it? That's the second chapter?
Met this Cambodian kid at one point.
Yeah.
He was cool. He was all right.
And then chapter
right.
three.
And chapter three is going to go right into high school.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure there's more, though.
Oh, no. We're skipping everything.
Okay.
We're getting right into the nitty gritty.
All right.
And then chapter four is going to be all about the cafeteria fight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And how Carlos, you know,
okay,
became heroic.
Okay.
At that point in time.
All right,
iconic.
Let's not
iconic at our
okay.
high school.
Okay, all right.
You know, it's going to be. I think I'm going to get our marketing director to draw a video.
Like also, there's pictures in the book.
There's going to be one picture
of this.
With you on like this table and you're ripping your shirt off.
Yeah.
All masculine and whatnot.
Okay. And then people in the background just like
screaming and yelling. And then there's going to be Shelly from high school.
Yeah.
She's just in the back like screaming about to faint.
Oh, my.
And then, you know, we hit 20.
And okay.
It would be, you know, one of those.
Mine, are these only like the first yeah, three chapters?
This is only chapters.
Yeah.
And then the fifth chapter.
Yeah.
It's going to be you with a gas mask on.
Night.
Because we were at the hotel.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, it was his first night with a gas mask.
Yeah.
On. And then.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're going to bring this up, too. Okay.
Chapter 7 will be Dominican Republic.
Mm.
And then
great chapter week. 8,
the final frontier will be the podcast.
Chapter. Bam.
And
that's how we get into it.
And that's going to be part one of your memoir.
Wow. That's a New York Times bestseller right there.
Yeah, I'm writing it.
Holy shit.
I'm writing it. It's going to be
beautiful. Wow, that is great stuff, man.
It's beautiful.
Is there a title so far? Or?
No, I'm still thinking about
Untitled.
It. Untitled.
Or just call it that, Untitled by Ryan.
Untitled.
And then at the back of the book, it's you shirtless like D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Written by, like, you know how on the back, how the author, it's just instead of, you know, the normal whole picture author thing, like,
or the Stephen King.
No, you got that's like the outrated. You need to be shirtless, just like written by,
dude, I'm all for this.
We got a bestseller.
That's out. A New York Times it's bestseller.
Gonna be, it's going to be the blank getting into books, getting off. Yeah, we're writing now.
And then who knows? It could be adapted into a screenplay.
We're writing.
Wow.
Who would you like? Who would, out of everybody in the world, who would you want to play you?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. She's great.
She's
fantastic.
She is a baddie.
She cannot.
Meryl Streep is a baddie.
She cannot do any wrong. Yeah. Her or Idris Elba. But I'm really rooting for Meryl Streep.
Yeah. I would go for that.
Yeah.
I would
say. What about you? Who's
I'm going to go with Denzel Washington. I think he epitomizes the flavor of me.
Really?
Yeah. I think he would do it perfectly.
No one else.
No. Denzel.
It has to be him.
Yeah, it has to be. Otherwise, I do not give the rights to make it made. I will sue myself.
Okay.
The book that I started.
Yeah, and then you lose everything.
I would lose everything.
And then it's back to square one.
Just to make it
all right.
So that we didn't make the book.
Absolutely.
If Denzel does not do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would sue.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
You hear me, Denzel?
Oh, okay. Well, Denzel, if you're listening or watching, get to it, sir. We got an Oscar waiting for you if you take this role. All right. Well, I'm excited for this book. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be we're going to do numbers with it. Absolutely. We're going to read. I want this book read to kids in school. Preschoolers.
They need to know.
Absolutely.
There's a legend out of our area.
Mm.
They need to know.
Absolutely. So let's get it done. I'm all for this, and buddy, I'm with you 110%.
So hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
We're going to need some funds up.
Boom.
So we can get our writing up.
Absolutely. Let's get to it.
We'll let you know about the launch of the memoir.
I like this. I like this.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing this week?
What
I'm not proud of?
What's new this week that you're not proud of?
Not very
There's
much.
There's not many things that you can say that you wake up in the morning and you're like not proud to do.
It's a shame. I'm a bit shame. I'm ashamed of it.
Oh.
It's an action of mine
that's not good.
And that says a lot because I wore a gas mask to do weed once. So I was on YouTube and you know, letting the time go by during work. I had
supposed to be working, but
I was
watching
supposed to be YouTube. Working, but I'm, you know, I needed something in the background to ease the, you know, while working. But
I got you.
A vlog came up of a YouTuber. I'm not a few YouTubers because it was like a automated playlist and whatnot.
Okay.
And I'm listening to these dates go on, and I would check it out for a bit. And I'm like realizing like while this YouTuber is on a date, like is on a date with a female.
Oh, okay, so like the vlog in itself is them
is
on
the
dates,
date
on dates.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, this is nice. And then I realized, oh, this is their first date.
Wow.
And they're recording it.
Damn.
I'm like, huh.
Some people built that for some reason.
Yeah, why?
I think it's probably more normalized now.
Yeah, but why record your first date?
I don't know.
Some things need to be. Is there nothing sacred anymore? Is nothing personal? And you know, like as soon as the girl entered, like he records himself in the car, and then she's like, "Yeah, I told her that I'm going to record it. She's okay with it, whatnot." So he puts it up on the dash, walks into the car, and she goes, "You know," he asks her, "Hey, can you say what's up to the YouTube?"
Was she like, shy?
No, she was like, "Oh, she was just like, fully like, hey, how you doing?"
I guess she knew.
Yeah. She got a pre, you know.
Okay. She signed the NDA.
Yes, exactly.
She signed the NDA. Go check out our last episode.
Sun people.
Go check out our last episode.
Screw you, Layla. Anyways, yeah. But I'm like, what is this what? And then you know, during the date, everything's going okay. They're catching up. And then it comes to the end of the date, and they kiss, and he censors the kiss.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I guess he's keeping some things sacred. But, I mean, it's very visible that they kiss, though. But my thing is, why? But why? There was rumors saying, oh, this is all rigged. It's not real. They're not really dating. This is all for play mm-hmm. for show. And I'm like, damn. Why record your dates? What is the deal with that? Like, how do we know what is genuine or whatnot? Will they be a real couple? Will they end up even getting married? I'm seeing people in the comments just like, man, yo, that girl's the one for you. She's freaking fantastic. I hope you know, record more stuff with them. Why do they need to record everything now?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Makes no damn sense, folks. Come on, man. I get it. I know these vloggers like to go to vacations and vlog whatever they want to do, vlog the activities they like to do, vlog themselves, you know, doing behind the scenes of like recording YouTube videos of how they implement, how streamers do their thing, you know, and all that. But come on, dating? Your dating life? You have to record that? Like intimate conversations with your significant partner? What is the deal? Yeah. What is go? Come on.
Extremely odd.
That's awkward, bro.
So let's say, like, if you go on a date and, you know, you pull up to this girl's house or, like, she comes and picks you up or whatever it is, you meet, and then she's got, like, a little GoPro, like, on her. And she's like,
well, hey. Let's play. Let's act it out. I'm waiting. Do you want me to be the girl? Or you want to be the girl?
Oh, I'll be the girl.
Okay. I didn't like how assertive you are with that. That's
I'll definitely be the girl.
Okay, still doing that again. Okay, that's fine. You know what? I'm in the car. I just pulled up. I'm in. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Okay. Oh my god. I'm nervous. Hey. I just pulled up. Just come in. You know, whenever. I'm just in the front.
I'm coming now.
Are you okay? You sound sick.
Nine, big boy.
Oh, okay.
Coming now.
All right. See you soon.
So I walk my fine ass down the out of the door. Mm. Put my heels on. Red dress. Okay. Leather jacket.
Damn, she looks really good.
I'm looking fine.
Whoa.
I'm looking fine.
You're looking.
I see you, Coco Jones.
Damn. You're looking Cameron Diaz in the mask. Damn. Fine. Okay. All right. I'm about to head out. All right, let me open the door for you. Let me get the door for you.
So I get in the door.
Yeah.
I sit down.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
How you
good.
Doing?
How you
doing?
You look stunning.
How you doing? Thank you.
Oh, that's all right.
Are you looking pretty fine yourself?
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
By the way,
yeah,
I got my GoPro here. I'm just going to record our whole first date, you know, just for content, you know, maybe throw on OnlyFans. You know, see how this goes. Let's see how this goes.
Can I?
So I.
She's adjusting it. Okay,
I adjusted on your car.
Yeah.
And then what do you say?
What the hell are you doing?
Do you swear?
Do I swear? Are you kidding me? Using every damn word in the swearing dictionary.
I don't know.
Why on earth would you? What are you doing? This is private. I'm trying to have a private moment here. I don't do this stuff. This is no, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Are you kicking the date out?
There's the door. Get again. GoPro your ass on your ass on home.
Oh my
God. Go record yourself walking your ass home. I don't give a shit. Please.
Damn.
No, absolutely.
Damn. Not even looking like Cameron Diaz.
That's tough.
I would stay on the whole date.
And we're watch her. just me staring at her, just like, God damn.
Girl from the Mask.
Yeah, man.
And for those who don't understand that
The Mask is literally on Netflix. I watched it like 2 weeks ago. Please watch it.
Check that movie out.
All time classic movie for me.
But yeah, no, that's crazy, man. I think it, like I was saying like earlier, it feels like it's one of those things that's a little bit more acceptable because like the younger generation is trying to implement like constant vlogging. You know what I mean?
But it's not even like the whole like the vlogging thing is a problem in itself, but it's a fact that people are now arranging to make it look like reality now.
Oh yeah.
Like the whole rumors of like, oh, like they're not really dating, they're just doing that for the video. Mm-hmm. It's whole like, and this is not like, we're not talking like a few, this is like hours and hours on end of pretending to be like a couple. Even though you're not dating.
You know what that reminds me of? So I remember like a couple of years ago, and this was like somewhat big news for people who like listened and watched like couple vloggers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think like, I don't remember their names by any means. I've never even watched one of their vlogs, but I like, remember like reading some sort of article on it about how like this guy and this girl, they were dating, you know, extremely well. It's going, everything's going well. And then they created a YouTube so that they can start vlogging their like travel and stuff together. And then they were making so much money off of these vlogs to the point where like everything was being recorded, like, all content, this and that. They were like, yeah, we're going to create this. And then it almost became like a job to the point where they actually started fighting with each other, but they kept the fighting behind the scenes. So at one point they actually broke up in the relationship, but then kept the relationship going just for the vlog. So I think
unhealthy.
I don't know if they were like seeing other people at the time, but they were like, yeah, because we're making so much money, we have to keep this sort of like persona up for like social media or like for YouTube in itself. And then finally, after like a year of doing that, they came out and was like, yo, we're not doing this anymore.
That's
it's too harmful to each other's mental health. You know, we feel like we're being like watched and like almost acting, which they were.
Feel like you're being watched?
I don't know.
You are being watched, sweetheart. And you're the one recording it.
Something like that.
Shame on you.
But crazy, man. Like, and I think that's where it sort of stems from. Like, as soon as people started vlogging their entire lives, that's when, you know, privacy and, like, intimate conversations and all that kind of stuff is out the window. You know, and, like, now we have, like, those family vloggers that are doing, like, their whole family stuff. And then, like, people vlogging all their travels, and you go on like Twitch where like people are like out and about in real life and then vlogging their own day and stuff like that. So all of that gets exposed and like easily exposed from a couple of clicks, you know, a couple of uploads from your phone realistically. And, you know, it's really sad how the world's sort of shifting into that light where it's being more acceptable than not.
And then they're so shocked when they go out in public and like, oh, hey, I watch your vlogs all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you're a celebrity. That's how you got to understand that. Like, your life is on, your life is on video now, and now you're letting like your personal life is on video, and you're gonna be susceptible to, you know, criticism of how you like either raise your kids or how you treat the girl during the day, all these little things, and people, and that's gonna like take a toll on you at 100% because you're gonna read those comments and then just realize, oh damn, am I a horrible person simply because of I didn't open open up the door for the girl. Or, you know, I didn't laugh enough at her jokes, or I slapped her ass while I, you know, I said, hey, good work on that, you know, on that shot. But like, yeah, you're susceptible to all this criticism. No wonder why this mental health thing is at a all time high for these YouTubers, man.
Yep.
It's like, guys, don't put your personal life on the screen. Like, keep things to yourself. That's the whole purpose. I get it. You're trying to make moolah and you're trying to make money. But don't fake it till you make it neither, because that also takes a toll on you. Like that couple.
Yeah.
All right?
Definitely.
Guys, keep separate. That's how celebrities work. They're in the limelight with their talent, and then they keep their personal lives personal. But if you're a reality star, you're susceptible to having your life and your professional life criticized at all times. Yeah. That is all there to it.
Yeah. But you're really opening the door to your life to everybody else to 100%. Watch if you like are okay with that sort of thing. And some people, like, you know, good for you. You want to do that, like, and you're okay with it. But don't ever come back and like try to blame society.
Absolutely.
Or, like, you know, play like you're the victim in any sort of sense because you know that, what you're getting
you
into.
Signed, that's what you signed
sense.
Up
yeah,
for.
You sign, you, yeah, you literally sign your life away in that sense, you know?
100%.
It's just like another way and another like greedy way in that sense. So like, folks, sad, man. Super sad.
It's a sad, sad world we're living in. What can you do?
But like,
I don't know. If I saw that paycheck, shit, I'd do some evil shit too, though. I ain't gonna judge you.
Some people, man. Like, I've been reading some crazy stories on like the Personal Finance Canada Reddit over the last like, couple of months, where like some of these like parents, they'll be like, "Man, my 13-year-old is like editing videos of him playing games and then making money on YouTube." Yeah. But he's like, "I don't know how to do their taxes," kind of thing. You know what I mean? And the amounts of money that some of these people are posting, like, yo, my kid made like 10 grand last month off YouTube just views.
Damn.
So it's like you're getting your kid like opening that world up to them early. They're getting to kind of realize like, hey, if I make content, I can be, you know, I can make money off of it realistically. Right. But if you don't teach them the balance between like your private life and like not being able to kind of expose yourself in that sense, then, you know, you as a parent, you're doing wrong. And like us as a generation, for us to be able to allow that to go forward and be okay with that, that's what's wrong with us.
Because you're just living your life on the internet and you will never have like a, you won't have time to yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone needs that. Like all you do is sleep and then just make content. I get it. You're trying to make money. You're trying to feed your family and whatnot, but there has to be, there's a break. There's always needs to be that break period. You have to have that time to yourself or else.
Would you, let's say like, for example, I know like, I think, I don't remember which social media company did this. I think it was like Snapchat or like US TikTok or something like that, where they came out and they were like,
gotta speak about that after. Yeah.
They were like, we're actually going to minimize the amount of money that we pay content creators go forward so that like it doesn't give people more of an incentive to create this content because we're not paying them as much. Because before it was kind of like all hands off deck. Right. It was like there's no legislation around it. It was like, man, just the bigger the content creator, the more money that we'll give them. But if we like put a hold on it or like create some sort of law around it where like, let's say Canada comes out and goes, content companies can only pay their employees a max of like 40 grand a year or something like that. You know what I mean? Then would you like vote upon that to be like, yeah, we should instill that so that we have less people focusing on like content creation in that sense?
Here's the deal. I think it's necessary for the mental health of people if legislation does that, but I don't want to put a limitation on people's creative art.
Yeah.
I think that is harmful as well. Yep. It's tough. That is a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd vote for it only because the last thing I want to do is put that limit on people's creative thought process and art. It shouldn't be I think people should have the right to express themselves how they want. I mean, if the whole purpose of us explaining our opinions, it's at the end of the day, it's our opinion. It's not like it's a forced thing to do. You don't have to listen to it.
Yep.
But the last thing we want to do is force people to tell them what to do and how they should live their lives. So at the end of the day, you can take it under consideration, but I never want to vote for something that will force someone to limit how they want to live.
Yeah.
Get that. In a legal sense.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that. What's your take on it?
It's tough because I agree in a certain sense. Like I agree that like, you know, for creative expression, like if people are creating great content and people like that, like there shouldn't really be a cap on like the amount of money that people can make off of their like creativity or like their like aspirations or their dreams and the stuff that people have worked their whole lives for.
Absolutely.
Like, for us, like if me and Carlos are making tons of money from this podcast, then it's like, why would we want to be subject to a limitation of the amount of money that we can bring in for the podcast?
Absolutely.
But then I get sort of the greater scheme to it where like large amounts of exposure and large amounts of like fame, like, you know, Tupac said it best back in some of the day, it's like the one thing we all adore, something we're fighting for. So then like that song pretty much just talks about like how fame.
Are you sure that wasn't Barney the Dinosaur?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. So it actually could have been Barney.
Yeah, come on.
Probably was. But like the amount of fame that happens to like come from certain things, it's like, man, we're all fighting for fame, but it really is the thing that's going to ruin you as an individual. And like we know that. and we've seen that. And, you know, the more that we allow children and like give them that focus to be able to be like, yeah, this is something that you should focus on. It's like giving them sort of sometimes the wrong value in that sense. So we're creating a generation or allowing a generation of children to like not focus on like, you know, getting societal jobs that like advance society, but also, you know, on the creation of content based off of like internet stuff, which we know that from a general sense, at least in our age, that it's, it becomes bad. So it's tough. It's a tough conversation.
It's a toughie. Yeah. But on that note, we got to go to commercial break. So we'll be right back after this message from the blank with Carlos and Ryan. We're doing our own commercial. Is that something that plays during the game?
I have no idea.
Okay. Go Leafs, go!
If anything, it's like Sweet Caroline.
That plays during the game? That plays during
Leafs games, yeah. It's actually nuts.
Isn't that a baseball thing?
I think it plays at hockey games too, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, I remember when I went to a Leafs game like way back in the day.
I think we've just confirmed that whenever there is a substantial amount of white people in an audience, you have to play Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, you have to. Regardless of the event, yeah. Regardless of the whereabouts.
Sweet Caroline! Ba ba ba! That is so good! So good! So good! So good!
Yeah, but for those who don't know, the Leafs are in the playoffs.
Yes, they
are. Carlson, I definitely wanted to just do this quick break, just a shout out to the Leafs.
Go Leafs, go!
The Leafs, go! I know we're down
2-1.
We're down 2. Yesterday's game was pretty brutal, but
yeah,
you know, definitely go support them, check them out. I think the next game's in Toronto, from my understanding.
It is in
too,
Toronto.
So
the first two were in Boston. Yeah.
So I think it's on.
When was it? It was yesterday, no?
Yesterday, so maybe it's Friday or Saturday. One of those.
Yeah,
days.
One of those days.
But yeah, definitely go check it out. Go support the Leafs.
Go Leafs, go! Go get them. Go get them, boys.
See
Hoorah.
And screw Boston.
Yeah.
Screw Boston sports as a whole.
Bunch of pansies.
Especially the Patriots.
Woo!
We're back. Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go.
We're back. Thank you for waiting. You know, we definitely hope you enjoyed our commercial break about the Maple Leafs. Carlos's face is actually like this for those of our video watchers on YouTube and hopefully Spotify sometime soon. But he's actually pissed that TikTok's being banned in the States.
Damn right. Damn right. I ain't okay with that ish.
Yeah, huge news.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? If you asked me last year if I was okay with this, I'd be like, hell yeah, TikTok is the devil. Screw them all. And we should get rid of it. But at the same time, I'm like, man, people are losing. Like people depend on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Like they have jobs because of TikTok. Yeah. They like truly do. And I feel bad. I'm like, damn. So if this really goes down, like a really good big amount of their fan base and content creators are gonna lose a lot, and that sucks.
Yeah.
But because TikTok has had a reach on the world that I've never seen for social media. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, since Facebook, probably.
Like Facebook, definitely. But TikTok's like another level.
Yeah.
Like, definitely.
So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I feel bad for all the content creators that might be, or that are going to be affected by this. So, I mean, hopefully something can get rectified by it. I have something I have to admit.
You have a TikTok.
I have a TikTok.
Wow.
Hear me out.
Wow.
Hear me out, though. Hear me out.
I am going to quit this show.
Oh, my God.
Tonight.
Would you shut up? Hold
tonight.
On.
Tonight.
Here's the deal.
I
the
am
reason
all for
I actually deleted dish. I actually deleted the account too though. So the situation is, I was thinking about being like a content creator and posting like videos on it, yeah. But then I heard the news and I'm like, I don't think it's a good idea anymore. So, I don't use it. I scroll through the videos and I'm like, I can't use this. I can't. So I'm going to stick with my Instagram and the memes on there because they are top tier. Yeah. Like, nothing is funny on TikTok. That's just me. The humor is just like horrible on there.
I thought like a lot of that stuff is just recycled content. Like, you can put on TikTok, you put on Instagram.
It's I see a lot of movie scenes. Like, they just, like, cut scenes from movies that you may have not heard of and, like, upload. I'm like, even still, I don't get it.
Like, isn't, like, the whole, like, reaction to a video a big thing on TikTok?
Yes, absolutely.
Does that start from somewhere else, or does that start
No, it's on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Where the person is recording themselves staring at you, just like.
Yeah.
and you're like, can you not look at me while I'm like reacting to this video? Let this be. Like, I get it. You're trying to agree with what they're saying, but don't stare at me and be patronizing to me while I'm trying to watch this video, dork. But yeah, no, obviously I feel for all of those that are affected by this. I mean, to be fair, it's one less reason to have the Chinese take over, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I'm just, hey, I had to bring it up.
Oh my
God. I had to bring it up. One less thing. Wow. I'm just teasing, obviously, racial jokes aside. I generally like, I wasn't even like happy when I saw the news. I was like pretty bummed out because I'm just like, you're limiting. People are being limited.
Yeah.
All because the U.S. doesn't have control over it like they do with Instagrams and the Facebooks. Mm-hmm. So it sucks.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear, folks. Hopefully the issue will get rectified. But 2024, man. 2024. Welcome back. Welcome back to reality, gang.
Like, I don't know. Oh, my God. Are you trying to kill me? Took down the wrong hole.
Oh, yo!
I was talking about Burna Boy.
By the way, you guys should need to listen to that song and watch the video. Yeah. Tested, approved, and trusted. Good song. Anyways, go ahead.
But, you know, I agree to a certain extent, and I'm sure that a lot of people have different opinions on this, especially if you're more active on social media, if you, like, are at, you know, personal on social media, and like you're just an advocate for it. Realistically, you know me, I'm a huge hater of it. So I'm actually quite happy. I think that they're actually making a great move for the overall generation, the younger generation for sure, and then like where America needs to go sort of thing. And I know we're always going to have like Instagram and like all the other social media outlets that are in America, that I still do think that there needs to be like sort of legislative changes or like regulations on like something. But, you know, I truly believe that like allowing like our children to like sit behind an app, watch like 20-second videos all the time, all day, every day, I think it's just bad for society in general. Yeah, I think it's just bad for society in general.
Mm.
I think we need to like educate our kids, and maybe they put legislative things on like where there needs to be more educational videos every like minute or two or something like that, or something. I don't know. Like, I know that we're suppressing free speech in a certain sense and then like not giving the freedom for people to watch exactly what they want to watch, but I think that the harmful effects of social media is so new, and we're only going to see it like 20 or 30 years down the line, or maybe even longer than that. In relation to what society is going to produce for a generation, like economically, what type of society comes out of that country realistically, the longer that we don't have rules and regulations around this technology that is not only harmful in like an economic way when we're talking about things like China, because that was a huge concern for Americans as well.
Absolutely.
But just like attention span, like the stuff that they're intaking, like vanity. You know, like all of like the greediness of like social media in itself really exposes itself to the younger generation. And I feel like that's what they rely on, or that's what they end up valuing when they're older. It's tough. Like, I feel like I value hip hop because I got to watch hip hop on BET for so long. But the videos were all 3 minutes long and not only 30 seconds sort of thing. And like, it's tough. And I know it's not a really great example by any means, but I think it's just, it's extremely harmful for our kids to be behind the phone like that all the time. And especially something like TikTok that really doesn't give a shit about your kids whatsoever, but only creates like certain content for them to see, for them not to like think and like, you know, find solutions for themselves or like be better people in any sort of sense. You know what I mean? I'm sure that there are motivational videos and like certain content creators that do create that good content in itself, but I just don't think there's enough of it. To be able to kind of save this generation. So that's just my opinion. You know, I'm actually pretty happy about it. It's funny because one of my favorite authors, his name is Jonathan Haidt, professor at Stanford, I believe he is, but he wrote this book recently called The Anxious Generation. And it's all about like later millennials, Gen Z, is it millennials and then Gen Z, or is there one before that? Nope. So from like that era of like our younger ages and then like the new generation of Gen Z, and like how it made us way more anxious as a generation because we are sitting behind our phones all the time. And I think that because things like TikTok, Instagram, like Facebook, Twitter, whatever it happens to be, you'll pick your poison. Realistically, all of that creates a sort of addictive like thing about your phone. And like I can even say personally, I'm addicted to my phone because of Reddit, and like Reddit's not a great tool for that by any means, and it's added into that. So I'm not going to sit here and defend Reddit in any sort of sense because it adds lost to that.
Those advertisements
but it makes you deals. It makes you just more of an anxious person, I think, like having to compare yourself to the rest of the world, having to be exposed to so much at such a little time, especially at a young age. Realistically, I think there's just more harm than there is good from those things. So, I'm glad that the U.S. sort of recognizes that and is making some sort of a change early on, so that our older, or when that generation gets older, they'll be a little bit more smarter about their decision making and not be so addicted to their phone.
So basically, one down, few more to go.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
I don't know. There needs to be something. The government has to step in at some point in time. Like, we can't just allow like free reign on anything. Otherwise, we'd have like, what's Trump's social network thing that bombed recently?
I totally forgot the name, but I know what you're
the Truth to. Social or yeah, something
Truth
like
social?
That.
Truth Social? Is that what it's called?
And then
social?
Like everyone sold all their shares, and all their shares are like worth nothing.
Yeah.
Something like that. There was like some politician that spent like $600 million worth of shares on that, thinking it was going to blow up, and then he like lost everything.
Welp.
Yeah, I don't know.
But lesson learned.
That may be an extreme point, and you know, I don't want to get too political into it, but that's just definitely my opinion. I'm glad that the government sort of stepping in that sense.
All right. Yeah. Well,
tread on me, baby.
Oh, dear.
Tread on me.
Holy ish.
Speaking all of, over my body.
Right, that time.
Any man I ever been.
Man, that went crazy. You went on a whole rant. And then you're just like, oh. Can you imagine you were talking to legislation in the government? Like, sir, Ryan, Ryan, can you steer back to what you were saying about?
I'm on CPAC, like, in a suit.
Yeah. Tread on me, baby. Tread on me.
All over my body.
All over my body. I'm like, Ryan, Mr. San, sir.
Sir, we were talking about Aboriginal rights.
Yeah, can you please, sir? Ooh, you know what? Actually, can you go to commercial?
Let's take a 5-minute break, everybody. This is our MP.
God damn.
Holy.
Yeah. All right. Let's speaking of governments. It kind of relates to our some people's kids.
Oh, hugely.
Mm. Huge.
You know, Carlson and I have been speaking about this one for at least a couple days or
so. Let's give the background. I'm sure you all are aware of the story by now, but just to give a background, there was a male who used TikTok actually to describe how he saves hundreds of dollars every month on groceries by not going grocery shopping. Mind you, we want to say this is he was an international student and he ended up getting a job, but
Canadian student.
Yeah. From India, I believe. And he goes to food banks and collects food from there because the food banks their job is to give food to the international students who are unable to afford. And he's been doing this for quite some time now. And research or a little back check into this fellow here. Turns out the dude makes $98,000 a year working for TD. A
lot of money.
Lots of moolah.
That's a good salary.
That's a good bank. Yeah. That's a solid life in Toronto. It's a solid life. And
solider life up north,
or
in different provinces.
Absolutely. So
it's good money.
It's good money. So decided to share this with the world on TikTok. People were not happy about it. Pretty upset at the fact that he was taking advantage of this thing that's supposed to benefit those who truly do need the food and don't have the money to afford groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And so turns out TD got word of it. And he got cut.
Fired his ass.
Let go.
Don't you know that?
Now he looks like he's going to actually need those food bank things now.
He He was just predicting the future, man.
I guess. But I mean, goddamn, did he have to? That's why, you know what? Some of you folks, I don't get it. How you are able to make all that money doing all these great jobs and be freaking idiots baffles me.
Yeah.
Absolutely baffles me. It's like, what? You are making good money. You could afford the groceries.
Yeah.
I understand that it's a sacrifice and you got yourself a free deal. But my thing is, even the fact that you don't, if you didn't want to buy the groceries, fine. But why did you tell anybody
what
you're doing?
You literally baited yourself out.
You're like, why?
Baited yourself out.
Why? What was the purpose of doing that? Like, oh, anyone else can do it? No, clearly not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah, he's lucky, like, food banks didn't have, like, certain requirements. Like,
my thing, and in, like, I also blame the food banks. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Why didn't you look into, like, are you just giving it to anybody and everyone?
Yeah.
Can me and Ryan go in there and be like, hey, we're international students from India. We clearly, need some groceries. Man. I mean.
Clearly, due to this video, like, we definitely
what
can.
Is, like, man, this is a galore of some people's kids that we have to give out today.
This is definitely one of the worst ones.
Oh, this is horrible. Like, it's like, I read about this story and I'm like, I can't believe this. Yeah. Like, what?
I don't know his name.
But yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're on some people's kids, sir.
Welcome.
Now you, so not only are you jobless, now you're on some people's kids. Enjoy the food bank food, you idiot.
So Carlos, give me like, you know, like your overall thoughts about the story when you first heard it.
I first heard it. I'm like,
you know, what are you thinking?
My initial reaction is, why is this idiot recording himself? Yeah. Why is this moron making a whole ass video on how he's scheming against the government?
Yeah. Definitely.
Why? What was the purpose of that? Yeah. Bro, I get it. People are, listen, when people see a good deal, they want to take it, fine. But the thing is, don't record yourself doing it. Yeah. Bro. If that's like freaking doing a bank robbery and then just going, yo, don't forget to like and subscribe at the end of it, recording yourself. Yeah. Make up your damn mind. It goes back to the vlogging thing. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Keep some things to yourself, idiot.
Yeah. So dumb.
It's like not intelligent. Making great money, has a great job. Yeah. Probably benefits are up the arse and galore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TD's no joke. No joke.
One of the biggest companies in the country.
If not North America.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then they had to let you go over because you were an absolute moron. And then your face is in the video. So now, like, if you go apply for jobs and they do background checks, guess what, loser?
Yeah.
Look, what do you think they're going to find?
He's probably going to have to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have to go back. Or go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else.
Or something. For sure. I guess that's one good thing about social media.
That it finds, like, it exposes the moron.
It exposes the moron.
I guess that's fair. That's one benefit.
So,
but
like,
at the same time, like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You had it good. Mm. Whatever. I'm over it. You're on some people's kids. You're an idiot.
Like, it's sad to hear because, like, me, I live downtown and, like, you know, Carlos gets to be exposed to this as well. Like, you know, we know how it is and we've seen, like, our parents struggle.
Laurier shirt on.
Yeah. Laurier, check that out, man.
Yeah.
Get rid of his degree.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, revoke his degree.
Revoke his degree. Don't let him on the bounds anymore. Get him out. I was thinking about it to myself, like, on college, like, where our old. My old place used to be. I used to pass by a food bank all the time. And in that food bank, the lineup is ridiculous. I would like to think at least like half a kilometer down the street waiting for this food bank. And like people of all kinds. Like, you know, you have like the homeless people that are there just, you know, patiently waiting. You have people that are like an older generation, like elderly in a sense, where they're just trying to make ends meet because, you know, maybe old age doesn't pay enough, or their pension doesn't pay enough, or whatever it is. And then you have like people from all different communities, like, cultures, like, just waiting for this food bank, and like how sad it is to be able to see that. And like, I understand Toronto and like Canada itself, it's not cheap to live here by any means.
No,
like I think, you know, Carlson and I have definitely expressed that in podcasts galore. And then even our listeners, for you to happen to not feel that, you must be doing extremely well, and congratulations for you. But I think majority of Canadians happen to be feeling it every single day when they're going to buy groceries, when they're paying for insurance, you know, even just like taking the bus into work or like trying to buy lunch and all that kind of stuff. They can tell exactly how expensive it is to live in the city. But for individuals that come over here and then take advantage of our social services that we are trying to create for like people that can't afford it. Yeah, we need you out.
You got to go.
That's just not correct by any means whatsoever. I hope the Canadian government hears about the story and gets this person out of our country.
Damn!
You're not the person that should be here, realistically. Like, honestly.
You're taking advantage of a really good thing.
Yeah.
Like that benefits people that are not you.
Carlson and I both work hard. We pay taxes,
yes.
You know, from our jobs, our day-to-day, like our 9-to-5, realistically. Yes. And that money goes towards creating social programs for, like, the population that can't. You know what I mean? And, you know, everyone has their own sort of opinion on that, but I will happily pay for people that like need a little bit of help in life, you know what I mean? Like, I will happily pay my taxes for that. But to see people try to take advantage of shit like that, like, and you're making extremely good money,
great
money, you know what I mean? People in this
better country, than a lot of people in this country.
Yeah, like people that have actually worked their ass off, absolutely, probably harder than you in a sense, and they still don't make the type of money, just whether it's due to like certain opportunities in life or whatever it may be. And then you're going in and then taking advantage of the social services that us as a country try to create for people that can't afford it. Like, that's just disrespectful in a sense.
Yeah, it's a spit in the face.
We don't have room for that kind of shit. Like, that shit's just not fucking...
It's not okay,
and
dude.
I apologize for swearing. I know we're trying to not get into the swearing for this, but...
you're heated. I've had a couple of upset.
I've had a couple of whiskeys already, but...
It's getting it's you just, upset.
It's really sad to see. So that... I was, like, truly upset about that article. So you were 100% in... some people's kids. Get out of our country.
Oh, gee. You got that Southern in a hurry. No, they're taking our jobs. They took our jobs.
Breathing all our air
and taking our damn jobs.
But I think it's just, it's one of those things that the government needs to look at, because we can't allow people just to do that.
You know, Trudeau's going to turn a blind eye to all this stuff because he don't care. But you know who will care? Pierre.
Saying you got your vote.
I can't.
You're doing
tell
the advance vote.
I can't tell people.
You're doing
who,
the
I can't
vote.
Tell people who to vote for. All right. Well, all I can say is I was on Instagram the other day. Actually, I was telling my brother this. There was a Six Buzz. Shout out to Six Buzz. So they posted a thing. I think, what was the question? It was, if someone offered you $10 million, you get to go anywhere in the world, but you can't come back to Canada ever in your life.
$10 million.
$10
million. Damn.
But you can never, ever come back to Canada. Would you do it?
And that was a great question.
Yeah.
That's like a wonderful question.
And one comment I read, a guy said, bro, at this point, what the country is in, I'll do it for a high five and one chicken nugget.
We need to make a new segment where it's the best comments of...
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to just like react to it. Bro, like that, comments are the best, man. Man, that's all. That's so good. Comments are so top tier. Like, even comments on like haircuts and like people just roasting the ish out of it. It's like, man, what did this guy do to y'all to go in like that? But since we brought it up, that's a question. $10 million, but you can never ever come back to Canada. Would you do it?
Like, you can't come visit
ever. Not even a single visit. Nothing.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I would do that.
You can't even when you travel, you can't have like a layover in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
That is a toughie.
Your like life's it's a huge restriction if like that's your lifestyle and like maybe you're not so close to your family and your friends. You know, maybe you're one of those individual people that don't have many like loved ones in your life. Like then that's like a perfect opportunity to do something like that, right? Like you can go anywhere.
Absolutely.
$10 million. You can like go to a similar country like Canada. You can go to Australia. You can go to like, you know, New Zealand,
Alaska,
something like that. Yeah, you can go anywhere, but like, I don't know if I would do that. That's a tough one.
That's a toughie. I don't know. My life's here. If my family, I think if I, well, $10 million, I would take my family out And then I think I'd do that.
You'd do it?
I think I could.
Yeah, I think you could. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. It's just a toughie because you grew up all your life here and you like to, you know.
But at the same time, like, I'm sure if you ask that, like people in the night, like, let's say if you took 1,000 people in the 90s and then you asked them that, like, age range from like 18 to like 65, right? 1,000 people randomized. And then you ask them from like 90, 95, like, hey, would you do it? And then you ask them today, I think you would have a huge spike in people that would say yes, just due to the economy. And
oh, yeah. No, it's rough around there. So it's rough.
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if I would do it.
I might do it.
I'd come visit. I would come visit wherever you go.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I'll fly you out because I'll grow my money where I am. I'll grow my money.
I'll invest. Be your WNBA player.
Damn, raw like that. Fly you out. Damn. Yo, but speaking of from the last episode, Caitlin, fly me out.
Oh, sweetie. Yeah. I saw that. Oh, did you see the number?
What do you mean?
How much she got?
Oh, really? They released it. How much you get?
So I don't think we talked about it.
What do you mean from the WNBA?
No, from Nike. Her Nike.
Oh,
yeah, her Nike deal. The numbers got released.
Oh,
just from Nike.
How much you get?
This is more money than other NBA players probably made.
Shut up! That much
from Nike for sure. So I was on Reddit and I'm like looking up like all of like the new basketball stuff and I follow the basketball Reddit and the NBA Reddit. Caitlin Clark signed an 8-year deal with Nike.
That's a long time.
8 years.
That's a while.
Unheard of.
That's a long time.
That's like fucking Jordan numbers.
Yeah, that's a big while. That's a lot of dependency on Nike.
And if I read this right, $28 million.
Ho!
$28 million.
Ho!
Hasn't even stepped foot on a WNBA fucking court yet.
8 years?
8 years, $28 million.
So that means she has to be like a phenom for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to, like, really prove Nike's worth. They're like, that's a lot of money they're investing in. That's so much pressure.
A lot of money.
Holy.
And, like, what, you know, Caitlin.
Caitlin, I mean, she was a monster during the NCAA. I mean, what can
be. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Like, all hands on deck.
Now you really got a girl.
Yeah.
Fly me out. Like, girl, we will have a great, I'm a good talker.
He's a great time.
I'll tell you, like, you know, we'll party and dance and whatnot.
I can sing in the background.
Yeah, like, Caitlin, hit me up. Fly me out. Let's talk.
That's more money than, like, I'm sure that whole teams in the WNBA are getting paid.
Oh, absolutely. Can you believe that? Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why I said, like, some NBA players that probably signed with Nike at one point.
They're probably not making that much, but 8 years is a while.
Yeah, but who gets 8 years?
Nobody. Not a lot of people.
Nobody.
Damn.
Nobody.
I'm just saying, yo, Caitlin. Like, money aside, girl, you're cute. Call me. 28 million.
That's wild.
Fly me. I will be your sneaky link. Absolutely. Like, I won't. I'll sign any NDAs that you want. Yeah. I'll
make the NDA.
Yeah, like he does this for a living. Like, I will, like, I'll get him to proofread it and be like, yo, we in the clear. Let me sign it. We'll have a good time. All right, every time.
So
that's why we need a team in Toronto because she can come here. I'll be your sneaky link for Toronto. So if Toronto gets a WNBA team, let's make it happen.
So when they come to Toronto, me and Carlos will be outside.
Yeah, be like outside, Caitlin. What's up, baby girl? Oh, sorry, me not to. Caitlin, I miss you. Oh, geez, she's like raw. Okay. Oh,
God damn.
She pulls up the NDA.
$28 million.
Good for her though.
Yeah, huge. Absolutely. That's more money she'll be making.
I would have thought that Angel. What's her name? Angel Reese. I would have thought she would have also gotten something similar because she's also quite popular.
Maybe she got like a different shoe deal or something. Mm. But like anything Nike shoe related will overcome any other shoe news.
Absolutely,
for sure. Right.
So, oh, Nike's top tier.
Yeah. Damn. But yeah, wild man.
Good for Caitlin though. Honestly, congratulations. You know what? All the best to you for your WNBA career. I hope you kill it. I hope, you know what, if it brings eyes to the WNBA sport, let's do it.
Yeah, it brings more eyes to the NBA, inspires more little girls to play basketball.
Absolutely.
And, like, see that. Like, it's huge for the sport in itself.
Go get them. Go get them.
For all the haters out there, because people are going to talk shit, you know, there's going to be a lot of dudes, like, out there being like, oh,
you know,
like,
what? The NCAA, the March Madness female games are, like, so good.
Yeah, they're so good this year.
It's so good.
So good.
like it was trending and whatnot and online. I'm telling you guys, folks, I understand that March Madness has been a male thing for quite some time. Y'all need to check out these female games.
Yeah.
There's storytelling to this ish, all right? Y'all need to check it out. Please do not. Yeah. You can laugh at the aspect of it all you want, but trust me, watch it, see it. If you don't like it, fine. But I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
I'm hyped too. Let's get it, Caitlin. But I mean, it's my fifth time telling you, but you know the deal.
Hit my line.
Also, when are the Olympics are supposed to come up in the next few months?
Right? I think it's 2024 summer.
Yeah. Well, let's get it.
Summer in Paris.
Well, let's get to it. I thought LeBron wasn't going to compete in the Olympics anymore.
I don't know.
But he is now. It's confirmed.
He should. He's LeBron.
I mean, but I get that. But why did he say a few years back there was like a news article saying that he would never. Whatever. LeBron, you're a goof. You're a goofball. You know that? But yeah, I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see breakdancing. Wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah, I think Frisbee's in this year,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
Frisbee.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Skateboarding, I think, was...
Skateboarding is also... As well, that's is right. Yeah,
it's big for me. I'm a...
What country do you think is going to take that, though?
You know what? There's a lot of good skateboarding countries. I still watch it, like, not religiously, but I do watch it. I'll pay mine to it. Like, definitely, the States is always going to be up there.
Sure.
Brazil's coming up.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's this like 16-year-old girl.
I like
from
to skate Borgi. I like to skate Borgi.
Mexico's up there.
Mexico,
Spain. We have a few good skaters from Canada, from my understanding. But like,
oh yeah, Canada.
The States is like just next to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They have Tony Hawk, man. There's no competing. There's no debate. But it has come to that time, ladies and gents.
We talked about a lot.
We did. We're over an hour, but thanks all for joining. Tune in next week where we also talk about some ish, bring up some ish, talk about ish. We got the poster up again.
Yeah,
it's on the side. I mean, it's kind of on the side, but we'll work on it. But anywho, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan,
and this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, folks, fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.